And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
North Carolina's infamous HB2 discrimination law may be receding rapidly in the rearview mirror, but that hasn't stopped politicians from manufacturing new and cruel attacks on transgender people. The latest assaults come from the North Carolina State Health Plan under the leadership of State Treasurer Dale Falwell, which recently revived its discarded ban on transgender treatment, and the Trump administration, which is attempting to erase federal recognition of transgender identity. These cruel decisions deny the real-world needs of people suffering from gender dysphoria, the distress caused when a person's assigned birth gender is not the same as the one with which they identify, fly in the face of medical science, and are incredibly harmful to the people to whom they deny health care and recognition. Scholars report that suicide is a huge risk for people struggling with this condition when it is left untreated. The bottom line, by denying health insurance and care for dysphoria, and indeed by attempting to deny the very reality of who transgender people are, Falwell and Trump and their allies are inflicting great pain and endangering lives. They should be ashamed. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.